Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think that this more says Sam Howell's probably on his way out, right? I don't think this is a situation where they go, oh, we've got Mariota now, we've got Sam Howell, we don't have to pick at number two overall, we can trade back if we want. Obviously, that is still on the table for them. I don't think that they're going to go that direction. And in fact, I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to take a quarterback at number two overall. They have Mariota to be that veteran backup or maybe the player to start for them right away. And I think once we get closer to the season, one of those teams that needs to go out and get a quarterback, you know, if a training camp injury happens or if a quarterback battle isn't going the way that they think, I think that's where you probably see Howell end up getting dealt.
The voice of Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus. Kick off your future with the law firm of Cundori and Murad, the official Grant and Danny show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. They did it for my parents who just had a meeting with them this week. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. I do want to get into Sam Howell and the Sikkema comments there in just a moment. Remember, in 1 hour, Tom Papa at Warner Theater. We've got tickets for you at 4 ahead of the Beltway Blitz that you can win. You better be listening in 1 hour at the top of the 4 o'clock segment when we kick off the Blitz. The Commanders just lost their best available free agent, probably. I think you could debate between Kendall Fuller and Cam Curl, but Kendall Fuller just got paid by the Miami Dolphins. The cornerback is headed back to the AFC. It's a 2-year deal, according to ESPN, for about $16.5 million. So right at 8.25 per year, not bad for Fuller. Remember, the last time he left Washington and went to the AFC, he won a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. So maybe that's good news for Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins. But Fuller, not just leaving Washington, but out of the division, out of the conference, and to the Dolphins. I was surprised there wasn't a little more interest in bringing him back, honestly. Because even though he was the best corner on the market as of an hour ago, again, he's not breaking the bank. I mean, the safety market is pretty dead. Nobody's getting paid at all. Cam Curl's not going to get a whole lot of money. And the corner market, when you're the best guy, consensus, everyone thinks that there's no corner better than you and you're getting $8 million a year. I know he's 29, but that's a position where guys play into their 30s and age pretty well. I thought at a very thin position, there might be a little bit of interest for Washington, but he was able to get a multi-year deal, and you know, I wouldn't have wanted to give him 2 and 16. So maybe the Commanders did talk with him. They got a feel for that's what it was going to take, and then they opted out. But he's a local guy, went to Good Counsel High School in Maryland, played his college ball at Virginia Tech, has been here not once, but twice. Remember, he was traded to Kansas City in the Alex Smith deal, actually. Memory serves, and then won the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Came back to Washington for stint number two. So good luck to Kendall Fuller. Before we get to the quarterbacks, I wanted to give you guys a chance to wrap up and put a bow on our conversation on these 16 players Washington's added so far. I think it's five starters on defense, three on offense, 14 players on those two sides of the ball, and then a kicker and a long snapper. Let's go to Ellis in D.C. What's up, Ellis?
What's up, Grant? How's it going?
Good.
All right. The one with the potential to be the best of the batch is Luvu, right? Like, I am really hoping that Dan Quinn saw something in him, maybe something similar that he saw in someone else that played for our rival. And if we have that potential, and I love that he brought in Dante Fowler sort of to kind of show him, like, you know, kind of mentor him as a stand-up pass rusher maybe. That's what I'm hoping. Worst pick of the bunch is, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, the guard we picked up.
Nick Allegretti from the Chiefs. He's mostly been a backup. Did start in the Super Bowl. And they're projecting that he'll be better moving forward than he's been to this point. Appreciate the call. Allegretti, I would say, is the one risk that they're taking. It's not like they guaranteed him a whole lot of money, right over $9 million. So how risky is it, really? But they did not sign backups to start in other places. The backups they signed are coming here to be backups, and the starter they signed are coming here to be starters. This is the one move they made where they're kind of forecasting with some projection, almost like a draft pick. You're going to get more out of him when he gets here. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. Dan, what do you like, what don't you like about the way Adam Peters has gone about his business?
Hey, Grant, first of all, I want to say I really hope Danny's okay.
He's doing well.
Okay.
We texted with him earlier today. He's at home recovering and doing well, but he'll be back Monday probably.
Tell him I'm praying for him. And it was awesome to see you two at Rudy's Golf. I had a really good time. I think I went there about five times, so it's awesome.
Yeah,
to see
we appreciate
pros,
you coming out, man.
The pros in action there. That was awesome. I really like Bobby Wagner. I've always liked that guy. Didn't he have 183 tackles last year?
Led the NFL.
Yeah, there you go. And Stretch Armstrong, that guy always was batting down balls or either that or getting pressure on our quarterback. So I'm glad he's on our team. And I always liked Austin Eckler. So I'm really happy with the free agents we've gotten. We're going to have finally a good center. I think he's good. That I can't pronounce his name.
Tyler Biadasz. Spelled funny, though. You got to imagine the Z as an H. B-I-A-D-A-S-Z. Biadasz. If the Z was an H, it would actually be spelled pretty much exactly how it's said. This is devolving into people telling me which free agent signing they like the most and like the least. So we'll pivot to the quarterback discussion I want to have. But gave you my list of the things I like, the things I don't like, kind of about the philosophy for Peters and company. But we'll get back to the phones in just a little bit. Here's the QB convo that needs to be had, though. Marcus Mariota's been signed. He's actually now official. They put out a press release. He took his physical. He put pen to paper at the facility today. He's met with the media. I mean, he's gone through all the motions. So it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Marcus Mariota is the Commanders, for the moment, I guess, starting quarterback. He will be their QB2 behind whoever they pick at number two, probably. But therein lies the discussion I want to have. How does Sam Howell fit into all of this? We just saw Desmond Ridder get traded today. If you guys have been at work or in the car, maybe you weren't tracking this, but Ridder, who was the starting quarterback in Atlanta with the Falcons last season, got benched a couple of times and they went to Taylor Heineke, played very poorly. They've since signed Kirk Cousins to fix their quarterback problem. The Falcons, by getting Kirk Cousins, knew Ridder's redundant and they don't need him as much. So they moved on from him. They traded him to Arizona for Rondale Moore, which is actually a really interesting trade because you do not see this in the NFL very often. When you trade a quarterback, especially a guy you drafted in the mid-rounds, you almost never see a deal where the quarterback's traded a one-off for like a player. It's always for a draft pick. But Atlanta, with Cousins, is trying to add weapons. They signed Darnell Mooney yesterday, the speedy receiver from Chicago. And Rondale Moore's a guy, he's shifty, he's kind of diminutive. He's listed at 5'7 and 180, 23-year-old gadget player. He caught 54 balls his rookie year with Arizona, and his production's kind of gone down each year. 41 catches, 40 catches the last couple of years. So my guess is the Falcons were looking around. They found out we're not doing better than a sixth, seventh-round pick for Desmond Ridder anyway. Like, we can't establish a market. Nobody really wants to trade for this guy. He has not proven to be any good. He completed about 64% of his passes and had 12 touchdowns and 12 picks last year. So if we're just going to get a late-round pick, let's try to find a guy on the back of someone's roster that maybe they'll give us for a second-string quarterback. And looking for weapons, they found a speedy, shifty former second-round pick to add to their receiver room. So right now it's Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Rondale Moore in Atlanta. And maybe they'll draft a player or two or sign another wide receiver. But I bring up the Ridder trade because I think this is telling and indicative on Atlanta moving a guy that they drafted in the third round, two rounds earlier than where Sam Howell obviously got drafted. Different situation because they brought in a starter in Cousins, and Ridder had been the starter and they're supplanting him. But similar in that, Howell was the guy here last year. And Washington just paid six times as much as they paid Howell for Mariota, telling. And we all think they're going to take a quarterback number two, right? Or maybe some of you think they'll trade back, but they're going to get a quarterback early in the draft. So there's going to be not one, but two guys ahead of Howell on the depth chart. You heard the cut we played on the way in from Trevor Sikkema of PFF. He says that the signing of Mariota and the eventual pick at number two spells the end for Howell. And the question is just not if they trade him, but when. Does it come together before the draft? Does a team miss out on a QB they wanted in the draft and then trade after? Do you wait until camp and maybe there's an injury? Do you wait until the season and you have three quarterbacks on your roster? And if you do that, is there an injury in season where a team before the deadline, which might move back this year, they're voting on that soon? Maybe midseason, a team goes, oh, well, why not Sam Howell? He could play okay for us. But according to Sikkema, he's saying they're going to do it. It's just trying to figure out when. I don't think it's that simple. I wouldn't be in a rush to trade Sam Howell. Why? Now, if you offer me something really good, sure, I'll trade Sam Howell. You want to give me a fourth-round pick? I think that's probably the line of demarcation where if you call with a pick above the fifth round, which is where I got him, I will absolutely pick up that phone call, tell you that you got a deal, and I'll send Hal your way. Fourth round pick or better. Otherwise, though, why am I trading him? He's extremely cheap. I've got him in team control for another couple of seasons. He proved to me last year, even though there were plenty of struggles, NFL worst, 65 sacks, and 21 interceptions, also worst in the NFL, that there's some good here. In a better situation, instead of a below-average offensive line, an average or pretty good one, maybe 65 sacks is only 45 or 48 or 52, right? Instead of a coordinator who's calling 80% pass plays, now, maybe it's more balanced and you help him out and stay ahead of the sticks a little bit. Maybe what was okay personnel becomes better eventually and you get more out of Jahan Dotson. And Terry McLaurin doesn't have one of the worst years of his career based on the scheme in terms of yards per catch. And maybe at tight end, you've got a real weapon and a matchup problem. And maybe Eckler, instead of, you know, Gibson or Robinson out of the backfield, get you some yards after the catch. Third in the NFL in that category last year. First in the National Football League in that category since 2018. And maybe Howell becomes just a better version of what we saw last year. And instead of 21 touchdowns and 21 interceptions, it's 27 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. I think the ceiling for him is certainly higher than what we saw. It was his first season starting. It was games 2 through 18 in his career. He's still only 23 years old. I think Sam Howell's an exceptional long-term backup. I think he's going to be a really high-end QB2, low-end starter, where if you're a bad team, I'd rather start a Sam Howell in his second year than, say, Mariota, who you just paid $6 million, or Brissett, who teams are going to pay $7 or $8 million. But my question to you guys is, it just seems like there's now an expectation that the Commanders are going to trade Howe. Or maybe said better, that they should trade Howe. Because you're going to take a quarterback second. Because you've got your veteran backup in Mariota. I disagree with that. I think if you get good value, you trade Sam Howe. But there's a difference between being willing to and being the aggressor in a Howe trade. I don't think I'd be picking up the phone and making a ton of phone calls on Howe. I might call a couple quarterback needy teams, Denver, Minnesota. I know the Raiders went and got Gardner Minshew, who's kind of a maybe an older version of Sam Howe. But you know, a few of those clubs that might be in trade-up mode or looking for a quarterback of the future. And I would just call them and say, hey, for the right price, Sam's yours. Let me know as we get closer to the season. Our phones are open. That's about as much work as I would put in on it as a GM, though. I got other things to do, and having three quarterbacks is not a bad thing, especially when two of them, if you're counting the number two pick, and then Howe, are young with some upside. Now, the number two pick is going to have an astronomical amount of potential, elated and seething with upside, comparative to Sam, certainly. But while I'm not putting him in the exact same bucket, I think in a perfect quarterback room, I would probably want three, where I've got a starter who's really good, and then my two backups, and they can battle it out in camp and in the preseason for who gets to be activated on game day. But my two backups would be one project prospect type guy and then a veteran who's done it before and who can answer questions and be a mentor. To me, that's the perfect quarterback room. Well, you got a chance to have that here. Your number two overall pick, if it's Drake May, by the way, it's Sam Howell's best buddy. If it's Jaden Daniels, doesn't matter if they know each other or not. Then you've got Howell as your, let's say he's the third guy you just keep in the building and sink some time and energy into and develop. And you've got Mariota, who's your now your new Brissett, your handpicked kind of backup, your stable mentor. That's a good room. So if you're going to offer me a seven, no thanks. I'd rather have Howell. Look at last year. Look at the last couple years. Since we changed how many games are played, look at the number of quarterbacks that survived 17 games. The number of guys who played 90% of their team snaps last year. We've basically cut that number in half over the last 7-8 years. I went through a bunch of the numbers a couple weeks ago. But I think last year there was something like 8 quarterbacks who played 95% of their team snaps or something crazy. And at one point, it was like 18, and it's been down to an average of 10 to 12 the last couple of years, which seems like a really low number. But I think we're in an era where having three quarterbacks makes fine sense. And there have been times in the past where I've been adamant about keeping a guy that can actually help you over a third stringer. But there's a difference between a third quarterback who's Jake Fromm, a third quarterback who's Jabron Hamden or Brad Banks, trying to think of some of the Hammond Eggers through the years at training camp that I've seen out in Ashburn. Or a guy who threw for 20 touchdowns and 3,900 yards in his first year as a starter last year. A sixth I'd have to think about. Is the sixth round pick coming from a team that's bad and picking early in the round or you know, pretty good team that's picking late in the round? A fifth, I'm doing that, I think. A fourth for Sam Howell, I can't get off the phone quick enough to send that into the league. I just think the value is substantial. It's awesome. You can get a really good tight end or a sneaky corner safety that helps you pretty quickly, a linebacker who plays teams and elevates eventually to a starting job. There's a lot you can do with that pick. But I've been a little bit surprised that the expectation now, certainly nationally, but even locally it feels like, seems to be, well, you got to trade Howell. Why? Somebody tweeted me today. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. And they said, you got to trade Howell because when you draft a quarterback at two, they'll be looking over their shoulder or, you know, the howlers in the fan base will be screaming for him when the guy struggles. There will be some people in this fan base that do that. The group is not big enough to worry about. Like I said, if you go back and check the audio, you had to get rid of Heinicke when you were rolling with Howell because of the Heinicke hive. It's different when you're a fifth-round pick than when you're the number two overall pick. With the number two overall selection comes stability, a little more of a leash. You know, Sam Howell is a fifth-rounder that a lot of people felt like, he's got some fatal flaws, or he's small, or he doesn't do this. Yeah, he might question himself if he gets off to a bad start or has a couple bad games, and the crazy people who thought Heinicke was great, who are the same people who thought Howell was great, who are the same people who thought Fitzpatrick was going to be an MVP, who are the same people who thought Carson Wentz, you know, was awesome. Like, it's the same group, right? I don't think you can worry about them. Like, I don't think you can live your life trying to satisfy what a very loud minority group of people who aren't correct are saying. So, to me, if I'm picking Daniels at two, or May, or whoever, having Sam Howell is a non-factor. It just adds to the equation and helps, especially if it's May, because they're boys. They're studying together. They're eating dinner together, talking ball. But you just got a guy who just went through it, who can help them with some of the hurdles and get them through the process a little more efficiently than maybe he went through it. But I want to pose two questions to you on this next. The first is, do you agree or disagree with me that the idea that now they are going to trade Sam Howell's being overstated, that they need to trade Sam Howell, seems to be aggressive to me? 800-636-1067. Second question, and maybe this one's more important, when would you say yes to a deal? Seventh round pick? Sixth round pick? Fifth? Fourth? Where's your line of demarcation? For me, anything better than a five, there's no more talking. Thank you for the call. Send it into the league. We're doing this. A five is debatable. An early six I would probably do, but I think for me, a four is a lock and a five I'm doing. That's kind of where I'm at. I want to hear from you guys on the MGM National Harbor listener lines next at 800-636-1067. Danny's out. I'm Grant. This is The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think for me personally, I bring a lot of value in a lot of different aspects. You know, if I'm called upon to be ready to play, I'm very confident in that. And I'm also very confident in my role as a mentor. So whatever this staff, whatever this team needs of me, I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities and just try to ultimately win games here.
That was Marcus Mariota in an introductory press conference with the media earlier today. He was officially introduced after signing his one-year deal with the Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Danny is out today. You are listening to The Fan. We'll go blitzing at 4 o'clock all around the Beltway, and at that time, we're giving away tickets to go see Tom Papa, the comedian, when he comes to town. So make sure you're listening in 30 minutes. Question for you guys on Sam Howell. 800-636-1067. Do you agree with what seems to be the perception that he is going to be traded? Number one. And number two, you're the GM. You get to play Adam Peters. When would you say yes? Now, I don't think a four is realistic. They're not getting a fourth-round pick for Sam Howell. But Ben Stang of The Athletic did say in a piece he wrote this week that he had an executive in the NFL tell him that a four for Howell isn't out of the realm of possibility. Again, I think that's crazy. Mac Jones got a six. But if you were to offer me a four, I'm going to say hell yeah. A five, I think I would do probably. A six, I'm not doing. A seven, I'm not doing. Those are my answers on those questions. Let's hear Trevor Sikkema really quick, and then we'll get to the phones. 800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, I got a line open for you. This was PFF's draft expert and NFL analyst Trevor Sikkema on his thoughts for the future of Howell in D.C.
I think that this more says Sam Howell's probably on his way out, right? I don't think this is a situation where they go, oh, we've got Mariota now. We've got Sam Howell. We don't have to pick at number two overall. We can trade back if we want. Obviously, that is still on the table for them. I don't think that they're going to go that direction. And in fact, I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to take a quarterback at number two overall. They have Mariota to be that veteran backup or maybe the player to start for them right away. And I think once we get closer to the season, one of those teams that needs to go out and get a quarterback, you know, if a training camp injury happens or if a quarterback battle isn't going the way that they think, I think that's where you probably see Howell end up getting dealt.
Let's go to the phones. Mark is in Largo on G&D. What's up, Mark? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility he's probably going to get traded probably by the weekend. I hate to say it.
But you think it's going to happen soon?
I think Atlanta's probably going to call him up. I think Atlanta's going to call him up. And the reason why I say that is because I think if he goes over there, but I don't think he's going to get a fourth. I think maybe a fifth, probably a fifth-round pick for that. But I think it could happen during that point. Or, you know what, Atlanta could pull a 180 and decide, you know what, I really like J.J. McCarthy playing behind Kirk Cousins. He's not going to be playing forever. Let's just draft him, and he could just back up Kirk Cousins, one or the other. I mean, it could happen. I mean, I think Kirk has to understand he's on the south side, the upside of the high side of 30, where, yes, they gave you a lot of money. At the same time, they do have to think about people that they may get in the future that you need to have as a backup.
Yeah, so they have the eighth pick. They could certainly still take a quarterback. I'd be shocked by that. I mean, you just committed to Cousins for at least 2 years, probably three, but at least two seasons. So to sign another quarterback, or in this case, trade for Howell for a five, wouldn't make sense to me. That's too valuable a pick to use on literally a backup who you're saying might start for you in 3 years. But, oh, by the way, he's not even under contract at that point, so you'd have to pay him again before that. The McCarthy idea, I think they were a fit for him before they signed Cousins, but now you're stashing McCarthy for the first 2 years of his four or five, depending on if you pick up the option, of his rookie contract. So that's 40% at best, you know, probably 80% at worst of the rookie contract where he's not playing at all. So I don't see them as a fit. To me, if a team trades for Howell, it's going to be a Denver-type club, a team that has a bad situation where they don't have a veteran starter. They're not paying a lot at the position. The Broncos have, was it Rippon? Who started at the end of last year for them when they benched Russell Wilson? I think it was Brett Rippon or Jarrett Stidham maybe. Yeah, Stidham. All right, so let's say Stidham is their projected starter going into the season. Sam Howell can't beat that guy out. It's not worth a six to you to bring in someone who's younger with more upside and cheaper than Jarrett Stidham. Denver is a threat to go up the board to draft a guy. They could sit where they are and stun everyone and take Bo Nix or something, Michael Penix. But that's the kind of club I could see trading for Howell. Because now it's worth giving up a pick. You're kicking the tires. You're letting him play. You're seeing if he's any good. The Falcons, or a team that has a veteran starter, why are you giving up a pick for a backup? Those guys cost nothing. You could just sign one for $5 million like Washington just did. Let's go to Jared in Rockville on G&D. What's up, Jared?
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, sorry if I missed it. Any update on Danny? Have you heard anything? Is everything good?
Everything's good. I just want to be clear because we've gotten a couple calls, and if people are listening, they think something serious is happening. Danny is fine,
still,
everybody. Yeah, so Danny had a procedure.
I get it.
Yeah, no. I'm not joining on you, but like someone was saying they were praying for him a few minutes ago. I don't want anything, something terrible happen if they're just tuning in. So Danny had like his, I think he has like a deviated septum or something. So he had a procedure to help his, stop losing his voice and some of this funky stuff going on with his nose. I'm sure he's miserable right now. He sent us a picture with like a bloody gauze over his nose. It's terrible, but he did say he's doing pretty well and we're hoping he's back on Monday. And no harm, no foul. But, yes, he's doing well.
All right, good. You know, when it's anesthesia, you never know.
Dude, I tell you, I was nervous. I was waiting on the text, right? But I just – it's funny because I'm thinking if someone's listening and wasn't listening to the show yesterday and knowing what's going on, they're going, oh, my God, what the hell happened to Danny? So I just want to get that out there.
No, that's fantastic. All right, so here's my take, and it could be a stupid opinion, but the reason I would want to get rid of Sam Howe is – because what's going to happen, and it happens all the time, is that the new quarterback, they'll start 1-3, 1-4. They'll throw some picks, and the callers in the media are going to say, oh, should Sam Howell start the next 4 or 5 games, give the rookie a break? And I don't think that's good for anyone's development. It really isn't. I mean, this past season, were there people calling in for Andy Dalton to start over Bryce Young? I feel like if we have just Mariota, we let the quarterback struggle, and no one's going to call, and he's going to continue to have the support of everyone.
I totally get what you're saying, and I am one of the biggest proponents of that theory. I don't do celebrity quarterbacks that are backups. I refuse. I'm not doing Tebow. I wasn't doing Kaepernick. Like, if there's credential requests from people to fly in from across the country to interview you, you are not my backup. I just don't do it for the reason that you're talking about. I'm just not sure that Howell reaches that level. He's a fifth-round pick who led the league in sacks and picks last year. Now, to your point, he has a following within the fan base of people who really, really like him, a la Heinicke. Okay. I mean, we're going to let them dictate what you do at the most important position in the organization? I don't think I'm operating that way. And I get the logic. You could have another guy like Howell who represents the project with upside, who's the third stringer in your building, that doesn't have a big group of fans who want to see him play and there's no affinity for, I suppose. But I don't know that you're going to find a 23-year-old who threw 20 touchdowns and threw for 4,000 yards who's going to be your third quarterback. Like, those guys aren't really out there on the cheap. His situation's complicated because you'd never see a guy play that many games who leads the NFL in sacks and picks. Like, that guy gets benched a couple times over. And it didn't happen here last year. One, because they were just riding with him, and if the plane flew into the mountain, they were going to allow it to happen. And two, when they did try to move on from him, Brissett obviously got hurt, and Howell finished the season. TJ's in Bowie on Grant and Danny. What's up, TJ?
Hey, Grant. Three quick things. First, at 39 years old, for the first time, I know what it feels like to have competent GMing.
Okay.
And secondly, my heartfelt empathy to Carolina Panthers fans. And lastly, I'm going the opposite way. I don't think they're going to get rid of Sam Howell at all. Adam Peters alluded to that 49ers game where they lost all of their quarterbacks.
True.
Christian McCaffrey had to come in. And so I actually think that Mariota is QB3 in this situation, and he's there to mentor Sam Howell plus the rookie. But I think they should have went with Tyrod or Tyler Huntley, but I'm not a Mariota guy. But that's my thought, is I think they hang on to three QBs.
Appreciate you, buddy. Good point on Peters, because for what it's worth, the interview he did on this show with me and Danny, what he said has all been, I mean, there were no lies, right? There were no hidden messages. He called his shot on free agency, pretty much everything he answered. It felt like at the time he wasn't giving us a whole lot, but he has stuck to his word. And when quarterback came up, he did talk about, it sounded like he wanted to have three. He said that they would probably bring in a veteran, and he referenced the game you just did, the NFC title game, where they were down to basically Christian McCaffrey running like a high school jumbo direct snap, run left, run right, Parkview Sterling offense for from the early 2000s. So you might be onto something there in terms of them wanting to have three quarterbacks and his past making it more likely that they do. What would you say yes to as far as trading Sam Howell? That's what I want to know. 800-636-1067. And I'm a little bit surprised with what seems like a prevailing thought and a consensus, certainly nationally, that the Commanders are now going to trade him because they've got Mariota and soon to be a number two pick. I just don't see it that way. I think it's possible, but I don't think you have to. And there certainly shouldn't be any urgency to do that. Do you guys agree or disagree with that? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our double play every day. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Welcome back to G&D. No Danny on the Fan. We will get back to the phones in just a second. You guys hopping in on the quarterback situation. But I wanted to give you a quick double play. So it is Pi Day, March 14th. This is kicking it old school back to your high school days, 3.14. You know, everyone had that one kid in school who knew like 20 numbers out past the decimal for Pi Day. I know 3.14, that's about it. But I am not a pie guy. I told you this earlier. I like shepherd's pie. I don't even like chicken pot pie that much. I'll eat it. It's better than pie pie. I don't really do dessert pie. Something about the like the graham crackery taste of the crust, not a fan of. I don't know if it's a texture issue. I don't know what it is. I'm out. Give me brownies. Give me cookies. I'll do some sheet cake before pie. Ice cream, pummel that. Skillets of anything that are delicious, absolutely. But really not a pie guy. But I did, for the double play really quickly, just wanted to tell you that my preferred pies are pizza and shepherd's pie. And I was going to give you my favorite pizza topping and my hot take pizza topping. And I'll go around the room really quickly, and Darius and Ryan, you can give me yours as well. My favorite pizza is a meat lover's pizza. I want all of the meat on the pizza. That's what I want. All of the meat. My hot take for pizza, I've never eaten any type of pizza that I've ordered other than a meat pizza or a cheese pizza. Now, I've probably in my life consumed another type of pizza. Like, I walk into the studio, something sitting there, I got to pull off some pineapples or whatever. But in my life, 35 years now on planet Earth, When I make the choice on pizza, I walk up at a game to the stand or, you know, I call an order. It's only ever been cheese, pepperoni, pepperoni and sausage, some bacon, some meat lovers, or just straight cheese pizza. I've never had one other topping on pizza by my own choosing. That's my surprising pizza stance. Daris, your number one seed?
My number one seed's slightly wacky. Sausage and mushroom are my go-to toppings. Whenever I can get a pizza for myself. Obviously, it's one of those kind of like odd choices where
if
I can't get that with the family.
With your family, will you do half of it with sausage and mushroom and half of it for them?
Nah, typically if I'm doing a family pizza, we'll just do meat lovers. Meat lovers is typically the family go-to.
That's the right choice.
Yeah. But yeah, if I'm doing a pizza by myself or something small, sausage and mushroom is my number one seed. I love the combination together.
Obama style. Let me be clear. Your mushroom pizza is your primary choice, not your weird pizza take.
Correct.
You haven't given me that yet.
That'd be my primary.
Because your weird pizza take could also be your primary pizza.
It could be.
And I love mushrooms. I'm a big mushrooms guy.
Are you really? That really shocks me, actually.
I love a mushroom.
Wow.
Yeah. Big fan.
I'm stunned by that.
Throw some portobello mushrooms in there. Just put a little olive oil. Cook them up in a pan. I'll eat mushrooms till the cows come home.
As far as a weird pizza take, I don't know if I really have one, honestly.
Well, you do. I can assure you.
Oh, is it that I combo mushrooms and sausage together?
Maybe sausage is great with anything. It's the if you could eat one type of pizza for the rest of your life, it would have mushrooms on it.
Yes. 100%. That would be it. There it is.
All right. They're the same thing.
We figured it out.
Ryan, here we go. Your number one pizza of choice.
My number one pizza is just cheese pizza. I think cheese pizza is just simple and it's amazing and it's just the way that it was supposed to be eaten, in my opinion. You're supposed to have cheese pizza, and that's really it.
Ryan Portnoy.
I'm just a cheese pizza guy.
One bite, everybody knows the rules. This is actually a true story. So Ryan woke up in a great mood about 3 weeks, a month ago, mm-hmm. and he just hit us up, and he's like, guys, I'm going to get pizza for the show. What flavor, I'm sure. Like, what do you guys want on the pizza? He's like, no, you didn't ask that question. This is what you did. He goes, I'm going to bring in pizza for the show. Danny's like, yeah, I want pizza. Darius is like, yeah, I want pizza. He's like, all right, I'll get two cheese pizzas.
Yep.
That's what he said. Those are the words he said. The grown adults, he said, I'm going to get two cheese pizzas. Danny, bless his heart, great, great retort, said, what if, and I know this is crazy, you put a meat topping on one of those pizzas just for the quality of the taste?
I kind of get it. Like, here's the thing, though, because my hot take is this. Toppings don't belong on pizza.
Oh, my God.
I think there should be no toppings on pizza. I think you should just eat your cheese pizza because that's the way it was made, and that's the way that it's just the best, in my opinion.
So you think the first pizza ever made didn't have toppings on it? Is that what you're saying?
100%.
That's outlandish.
More importantly, Darius, he believes that toppings make the pizza worse.
I do. I just think that it kind of takes away from the show that is the bread, the sauce, and the cheese. I don't need your chicken on there. But here's the thing. I'm not going to not eat like a pepperoni pizza.
Have you ever... So like, when's the last time you called and ordered pizza? I know you go to Colony Grill and eat pizza a lot.
I do eat all the time there. And yeah. I was there probably last week.
You get cheese when you go there?
Every time. Cheese pizza. Or hot oil pizza.
If you and your buddy are calling and getting a pizza and you're just hanging out around your house mm-hmm. watching Breaking Bad, and you're calling, are you ordering a cheese pizza or pepperoni or...
Cheese pizza every single time. That is a debate that has torn up our household before, but if I'm ordering it, it's cheese pizza or nothing.
That's so terrible.
Just unbelievable.
I mean, cheese pizza's fine.
It's fine, sure.
That would be like ordering plain wings.
Like if you have a pizza party, you know, if you have a sleepover, whatever it is, you're ordering several types of pizza, and cheese pizza is going to be one of them because you got to give the option to somebody that's unfun and, you know, not creative, but unbelievable to primarily... love cheese pizza.
I love the dated reference of a sleepover.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm psyched. They're taking me back to my roots as like a, you know, you're in middle school or elementary school. The boys are coming over.
Absolutely.
Friday into a Saturday. Mom's letting you order Pizza Hut.
Those are great times, man.
Salty, delicious. All right. So if we're going to talk pies on this show, on Pie Day, we're talking pizza pies. Let's go to Brian in Leesburg on Grant and Danny. What do you make of the rhetoric that the Commanders are definitely going to now trade Sam Howell after adding Mariota?
I don't buy it unless there's a fourth or higher involved. I think Adam Peters is a smart guy. Mac Jones went for a sixth because he was Mac Jones. I mean, we saw his upside. He didn't have it. With Hal, I'm not on the Hal lover train. Maybe I was for about 2 weeks after he tightened up and quickened some of his throws. But unless it's a fourth or higher, there's no problem with having three quarterbacks in the room. And I get the argument about, rookies being sensitive or whatever. But with NIL money, they've been on TV for years now. These guys are professionals. You know, they know it's a competitive job, and they have a higher leash at number two overall.
Sure. Appreciate you. Devon in D.C., you get the last word on this. Looks like you have a pretty good point that I think is interesting. You're talking about striking while the iron's hot, it sounds like.
Right. I'm saying, to what end hold on to him? He's clearly not a part of the plan in the future. The longer you keep him, the more his value diminishes. Him sitting in your locker room on a bench for a whole year is not going to gain value. So unless you're holding him until one of them teams that's in the playoff, their quarterback gets injured unexpectedly, and now they say, hey, give Washington a call to grab Sam Howell, unless that's your end game, other than that, you got too many holes to fill on this team. So that's my thought. What do you think?
I think it's a great call. I do think that's possible, though, in terms of the deadline, especially if it's moved back. Right now it's Halloween. Teams are suggesting to the league that it goes back to like week 9, week 10, even later into the season. So maybe the end of November, Thanksgiving time frame. Quarterback injuries happen. All of a sudden, the value for Howell bumps up a level. I could see that. But I think your point's actually accurate, which is this offseason before the start of the year is the most value on the trade market he'll have. That's probably true. I actually do view him as the long-term answer at backup, potentially, though. If it's May or Daniels, Howell could be their QB2 for years and years to come. And look no further than last year where the Jets lose Rodgers and their season's derailed. A lot of situations where teams didn't have the right guy. I think that a 7th-round pick is not a better thing to me than having a QB2 of the future that I think can do that at a high level. A 6th-round pick, probably a wash. You know, 5th-round pick I think is more valuable than the QB2 of the future. But that's where the line of demarcation is for me. And that's maybe the difference, is I do view him as someone who could be around for a while. Not on the field if he ends up playing fine, but as your backup. All right, let's get to the Blitz next. We will check in on the teams you care the most about. Plus, I got tickets for you to see Tom Papa when he comes to the nation's capital. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kondorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They're going to protect your assets, update your will and trust. Get an estate planning strategy lined up with them in Fairfax at their office. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention the show to get a discount. kmlawyers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.